This is the Captain America service, where we use the Pentagon's multi-billion dollar psychic warfare programs, completely take them over, and use them for our own customers, in the process completely reversing anything that they want to do with it. So, in fact, instead of upgrading their people, it kills them. So, of course, I'm always very keen that my US bitches are working hard to add services to myself and my customers. Now, the US military have been spending billions on sucking out bioplasm, soul fluid, and Higgs field from everyone that goes to the cinema or buys comics or goes on the computer to watch Marvel, DC, etc. characters. As we've explained, it's using all of this Jedi-type technology. We also know that the Observer collapses the quantum wave function. So if you've got billions of people observing, for example, Captain America, which is all about turning a seven-stone weakling into a super soldier, you can see, of course, that the Pentagon would be using the force generated by the observers. That's the people that went to see the film and read Captain America and Avenger comics and films. Remember, Captain America's in the Avengers films as well. And we had the Captain America leading his mob against Iron Man, and his mob, one supporting the government's edicts, the other one not. So, of course, one can see that the entire Captain America program is all about trying to use quantum mechanics, that's collapsing the quantum wave function, advanced physics with the Higgs field, and, of course, psychic warfare, that's sucking out the bioplasm, which builds up the physical body of the person, and Higgs field, which builds the morphogenic field that orders the DNA not to make people happier and healthier or to get rid of diseases or to reverse aging, but in fact to make a super soldier. Now, in the advanced section, you'll see that a Czech was experimenting with putting people into a state of permanent hypnosis and then experimented with telling hypnotized people that they were eating when, in fact, they weren't eating, and not eating for weeks at a time, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, etc., and at the end of that, they'd actually put on weight. So, of course, one can see that the concept of the seven-stone weakling going into a chamber, getting the secret formula injected into him, and then getting lots of force pumped into him in the Stark-designed Frankenstein-type chamber, which was pumping into him bioplasm, soul fluid, and Higgs field in order not to make him healthier or younger, but actually to transform him into a super soldier. One can see that the actual Captain America film could be used by the US military to supplant the Czech who put people into hypnotic state and made them put on weight even though they weren't eating, to making the victim put on weight, but weight which actually was enhanced muscle, and to change the nerve fiber bundles to increase reflex speed, and to change the DNA in order to make the victim heal quicker. Now, we know from artificial DNA, that's teleporting DNA effects into water, which then causes the enzymes to act as if that DNA is in the water and make proteins, etc., which are encoded on that DNA. One can see that you can have the effects of DNA teleported into the victim. So, of course, if you have the Captain America film, where you've got your template, which is the enhancement of Seven Stone Weakling into Super Soldier, you've got all of the programming embedded in the film, which is enhanced reflexes, enhanced strength, enhanced healing, and of course, most importantly, complete, idiotic, docile loyalty to the United States of America, hence Captain America. So what we're doing is actually changing the nature of the victim to become an enhanced super soldier that absolutely follows authority and is absolutely patriotic and will absolutely die for the country and absolutely follow any order no matter what, giving you the perfect super soldier. And the Higgs field to do it, the bioplasm and the soul fluid, all come from the audience. And of course we know that children produce and have much better bioplasm, soul fluid and Higgs field. So of course all those little children reading Captain America and Avenger comics and playing the Avenger Captain America games and playing with the figurines and the Lego Marvel stuff, all of that. All of this can be used using the Jedi technology, which the Pentagon developed, to suck out the force from the observer that's participating in the film or in the Noosphere Matrix. Because remember, you're entering the Marvel Matrix when you read their comics or read their films. And your observer is completely sequestered by the Pentagon's programming to collapse the quantum wave function depending upon the parameters of the matrix. So using the Captain America service, one can hijack this multi-billion dollar U.S. psychic warfare program, which was based upon the Czech research, that you can actually create mass from hypnotism, which is the basis of living on light. So it's proven that you can access the fifth dimension and simply remanifest the body from the fifth dimension, as long as you have sufficient power levels, or you're put in a deep hypnotic state permanently, which of course is the basis of shamanism, where the Nagual hammers the assemblage point, producing the crevice or the depression in the energy body, so the assemblage point can never go back to its original position. And therefore, the nature of the apprentice changes and they enter heightened awareness permanently, which in Pentagon speak is that they are permanently hypnotized forever. Now, of course, with this service, it's so good because we can excise out the total docility to authority, the patriotism, and all the other shite, and replace it with the nature of the Red Skull. Remember in the film, the Red Skull Nazi had the same treatment, but his morphogenic field was evil, therefore his physical appearance was evil, like with the Emperor. And of course, the Red Skull awareness is the optimal one, because he's just for himself. He's a hired gun, psychic gun for hire, which is exactly what the vampire is. We do what we want, and if we want to do it, if people pay us, then we'll actually do it. So we're totally unpatriotic, totally unethical, totally amoral, and basically totally ruthless, doing what we want to who we want, and if people want us to do things to other people, if it amuses us and they give us loads of money, then we'll do it. That means that with the Captain America service, we completely vivisect Captain America, cut out all of this patriotism shit and docility and obeying authority, and replace it with the Red Skull awareness of being totally ruthless and only in it for yourself, which is the vampire, Tim Rifat. But, of course, we keep the sublime good aspect of the morphogenic field, so it makes you look young and handsome, but, of course, enlarged. And one knows that ape DNA encodes for muscle strength that is five times stronger than the human. So the human has been engineered by whatever alien filth that made it into a slave worker a long, long time ago and made humans pitifully weak. Remember a chimpanzee, which weighs the same, a male one, as a small woman, or a normal woman in the past, can rip the hands off a human because they've got the equivalent strength of a 500-pound human. So you can see, of course, that by adding ape DNA, and we don't need to change the genome, because with artificial teleportation, the teleporting of DNA into the cell, into the water of the cell, which is done by putting 7 hertz through a DNA sample and broadcasting that at another sample of water, one can see that any DNA effect can actually be encoded into the human if you have a psychotronic generator that actually contains the force for broadcasting this DNA into you. So when you have the psychotronic generator, the Captain America psychotronic generator on you, and then when you sleep with it, it will automatically hammer your assemblage point to put you into heightened awareness. It will cause the crack, crevice, or depression, which is described in The Fire from Within by Carlos Castaneda, to put you in a permanent hypnotic state, which will then access you with the fifth dimension, because remember, quartz crystals are Sergeyev sensors, talked about in the advanced section, and automatically link you with the fifth dimension. The psychotronic generator is quantum. Superimposed, its quantum state function is linked with your quantum state function to make a total quantum state function, which is you plus the crystal, which then carries out the Captain America transformation, not instantly, as we saw in the chamber, but slowly and gradually. So the more you sleep with the Captain America crystal, the more profound the changes can be. And of course, since you've got the DNA for super reflexes, for healing from any known disease, including cancer or Parkinson's, or any other of the killers, like the top killer in the UK, dementia. This then, of course, will mean that you keep in tip-top health and have a body that doesn't need to go to the gym simply by having the Captain America crystal. And all of the DNA that you need for the super soldier. And remember, Captain America heals quickly and, of course, lives a long time. He got frozen in the Arctic, dug up, and he was the same age. So you can see that this Captain America crystal, which of course is fed by all of the audience, all of the children that see Marvel, Captain America, and the audience, and any of the audience, of course, who've had abortions. Remember, every time a human has an abortion, they're basically terminating the life force that would generate a human being. And if you read The Power of Silence by Carlos Castaneda, you'll see that Don Juan says that every time we have sex, the energy body makes life. So when you masturbate or have sex that doesn't produce a baby, you're producing a thought form that then sticks to you and changes your nature, because basically you can think of this new life thought form being added to your total quantum wave function to make a new total quantum wave function. It's all quantum mechanics. Therefore, every time you have a wank or have sex, you change yourself. And that's why Don Juan says that people who want to go into the second attention, into the Nagual, into psi space, shouldn't have sex and shouldn't wank, because that, of course, weakens them, because you're making new life, and all of these new life forms then can become larvae and be possessed by dark energy matter shit, etc., etc. So all of the apprentices were shoved into the Nagual and they almost died, apart from the one that never had sex or masturbated, the man behind the scenes, who became a superb shaman. So one can see that all of the humans in the audience who have had sex or masturbated are feeding you. All of the ones that have had abortions are giving you the total life energy of a human being with them and whoever they had the sex with to make the baby, paying the price, they become your parents. And as you've seen from the Castaneda books, they lose their shine, which means they lose a lot of their bioplasm, and then they get a huge hole in their energy body because, of course, their energy bodies feed the new baby, which, of course, is you. So you can see why the Pentagon developed the Jedi technology and, of course, promotes abortions worldwide because all of the aborted children are supplying one human's worth of life force, bioplasm, soul fluid, Higgs field, to the Pentagon program, which of course has been diverted because I've simply gone back into the past, made sure that whatever they designed never worked, because of course the past is totally malleable, and it never worked because all of the force that was supposed to go into their victims to make super soldiers or super psychics, because remember they want also super psychic soldiers that can fight on the psychic battlefield. All of this has been changed so that it all failed or had dismal results, when in fact it should have worked beautifully, because all of the force has been redirected to Tim Rifat and his customers. So you can see, of course, the brilliance of having the capability to change timelines. The Pentagon builds it, spends billions on it, and we, of course, get all the positive benefits. And as you can see, making super soldiers has to be a billion-dollar industry, because if the American military spent $300 to $400 billion on the F-35, which isn't even as good as the F-16 in air-to-air combat, you can see that the potential to make yourself super strong, have super quick reflexes, be able to heal yourself from cancer, dementia, or any sort of disease, be able to increase your longevity, be able to boost your resistance to bioweapons. Remember, the British have been trying to kill me with bioweapons for 10 years. And we're talking about climbing in through the balcony and putting deadly bacteria, viruses in my food or water, things that kill you within a couple of days, for 10 years. All of this, of course, failing miserably, because with the Captain America Super Soldier Service, I, of course, become super resistant to all manner of portent down bioweapons and Rocky Mountain Arsenal bioweapons. And, of course, they've been firing microwaves to burn me alive, blind me, give me a stroke, give me a heart attack. For 20 years, I should, of course, be dead by now. And instead of which, I am bouncing around, having changed the timeline from Zion to now psychic warfare timeline with Donald Trump, the president, the British government now in open warfare because they want to betray the public by sticking with the Rothschilds and the European Union. And, of course, the rise of Nazism, the migrant crisis, Chad World, the Russian military are now going to Cobalt 60 weapons, Cobalt 60 World, all of this being done over a period of 20 years when the British were trying to burn me alive. And remember, microwaves destroy your immune system, so if you give someone a bioweapon when they're being microwaved, then they've got no immune system to stop it, and they die within a matter of days. So you can see, of course, It's impossible that Tim Rifat is still alive, let alone now in total control over reality. So you can see the technology of the Pentagon, which I've appropriated, works to a degree which seems miraculous, but as you can see from the advanced section, where you can hypnotize people and get them to have enhanced memories, have perfect recall, have enhanced strength, reflexes for super assassins, and of course put on weight simply from light. All of this means that if you then tie that system up of heightened awareness to a source of bioplasm, soul fluid, and Higgs field, and billions of people who are observing you, your quantum wave function, being collapsed into a super soldier, that's the entire audience of the Marvel Captain America franchise and all of its multimedia aspects. All of the children that play with Marvel Lego, Marvel computer games, see the films, read the comic books, coloring books, have the Marvel figurines, etc., etc. And of course, all of the aborted fetuses in the audience, which have their life force sucked out by the technology into the victim, one can see that you have the next stage of the Czech guy's research. He was researching into improving performance, memory, and seeing whether you could live on light simply by hypnosis. Remember, the American military have developed hypnotic remote viewing, which gives them picture-perfect imagery. And when you connect the brain to a computer, that means you can see the inside of any unguarded facility on the planet. All of this technology is way back in the 90s. Now we're in 2016. So you can see with the Captain America service, the ability to teleport DNA, to add to your genome, to teleport DNA, to switch off the genome that you don't want or is bad, having artificial telomeres, which you can add into the cell liquid to increase the lifespan of your own cells. An artificial telomere at the end of every cell, it's basically like on your bootlaces, the bit at the end that stops it unraveling. And this bit is chopped off every time the cell divides until you end up with the bit at the end of the bootlace that stops it unraveling gone. And then the cell ages and dies. So, of course, if you've got the ability to add artificial telomeres by DNA teleportation, or you can simply use the Higgs field with a morphogenic field reconfigured to make telomeres, to actually remanifest the telomeres on the end of your DNA, then of course you can add longevity to the Captain America. And, of course, if you then add specific bioplasm, Higgs field, and soul fluid psychotronic generators that only collect bioplasm, soul fluid, and Higgs field from everything you interact with, you can then, of course, watch Captain America with these psychotronic generators on you to link into the reservoir of Captain America audience to completely store the Captain America bioplasm, salt fluid, and Higgs field, which then, of course, can be connected to the Captain America psychotronic generator that then has all of the inbuilt mechanisms, the sublime good engine that remanifests your physical body, not as young and healthy again, but as young, healthy, and super soldier. So that means that if you're a man, you grow bigger and stronger, and your muscle strength then starts changing so that you get gorilla or chimpanzee type muscle, which is five times stronger than human muscle. Your reflexes are changed, and all the programming to do this is in the Captain America psychotronic generator that in fact hasn't had to be designed from the ground upwards, but simply has collected the archetype of Captain America, excised the Captain America patriotism and obeying authority, and of course replaced that with a glorious Red Skull Nazi, amoral, totally ruthless vampire awareness. And once you feed that with the bioplasm, soul fluid, and Higgs field, you then automatically change, because of course that's quantum superimposed with your energy fields, and then automatically changes you. Now, of course, Colin Bloy taught me how to call up archetypes. He, of course, while I was watching, called up the archetype of HIV and then changed it so it became less dangerous, which, of course, happened in real life because the HIV virus was supposed to kill off the homosexuals and the Negroes. There are two different types. And instead of which, it became less virulent and didn't succeed in killing off the homosexuals and the Negroids, which, of course, the American military and the American military-industrial complex had planned from the outset, all done, of course, by Colin Bloy. So you can see, of course, you can call up the archetype of anything. That archetype, of course, can be changed, or you can call up the archetype and erase your archetype and replace it with the new archetype. So, of course, if we have a vampire crystal which erases you, which is a weak, slow, stupid consumer, a goyim, cattle, on the Rothschilds' ranch, ready to go to your abattoir and the middle place where the supernatural spirits feed off your soul, and of course replace it with the Captain America archetype, you then of course become super strong, super quick, and super good looking, can heal yourself from lethal bioweapon or lethal microwave like myself, and have tremendous stamina, and more importantly, have the mental stamina that no matter what your enemy tries to do to you, you simply are totally mentally perfect and can respond to destroy the enemy. Because remember, someone who's been attacked by the British government for 20 years, 24/7, would by now have gone mad and lashed out and committed acts of violence or gone suicidal or gone into catatonia or depression, instead of which the Psy Lord simply played the fool, bided his time, and then destroyed the British government and the Rothschilds and manifested them in his world where they are his torture toys, which of course is real fun. Now, of course, being able to control the earth energies, he can drop Cumbra Vieja anytime he likes, blow Yellowstone, control politics, control war, control every human on the planet. Because remember, the earth energies are controlled by the dragons, and he killed them all, apart from the Chinese dragon, which he sequestered. So you can see, of course, it's impossible for any human to fight the British government for 20 years without lashing out or going mad or going catatonic or becoming totally depressed. Unless, of course, you have the archetype of the perfect super soldier that never gives up, never gives in, and in fact always wins war because they are mentally superior to any enemy and have total ruthlessness and total mental stamina. Because it's no good when you're fighting war not having total ruthlessness, because then you won't do what you have to do to win the war. But with a super soldier, you do anything to win the war. So that means that anything goes. You'll kill billions of people, murder babies. You will do anything, which of course I do. To me, it's a joy. The more collateral damage I get, the happier I am. When I started off as a tree hugger who wanted to save the world. So you can see, of course, the dramatic change to go from being a wannabe Jesus Christ to the Dark Emperor in Star Wars is impossible, except if you can change your archetype, simply erase the two-run refat archetype, which isn't fit for purpose, and of course replace it with the Psy Lord archetype, an Omega Point Tim that always wins and always causes maximal damage to her or his enemies, and then tortures them beyond infinity to levels beyond infinite torture. All of this, something that comes from changing archetypes. So as you can see here, you've got the archetype of Captain America, which has been vivisected, had the Red Skull's awareness put in, but you keep Captain America's mental strength and stamina, because the Red Skull's mad as a hatter, but he's totally ruthless, amoral, which of course you want. And also a scientific genius and a master of the supernatural, scientific master of the supernatural, while Captain America is a moron, basically a seven stone piece of shit that should have been aborted. So you can see, of course, the Red Skull has super scientist, the supernatural made into a science, total ruthlessness, total Nazi, so of course that's brilliant, and no loyalty to anyone bar himself, which of course is vital for a vampire, because anyone apart from a vampire is a torture toy. all of this added to the Captain America archetype. The Captain America archetype, of course, is vivisected, changed, like Colin Bloyd changed the AIDS virus, which, of course, he taught me how to do. I can then add the bit I want from the Red Skull to the Captain America archetype, stick it into the crystal, give you a vampire crystal that raises your archetype, and then you quantum superimpose the psychotronic generator with the archetype of Captain America onto you, feed it with the bioplasm, soul fluid, and Higgs field psychotronic generators for super quick results, or without them, the Captain America psychotronic generator crystal has the archetype of that machine and the formula, the blue formula injected into Captain America, so that then slowly changes you, feeding off the soul fluid, Higgs field, and bioplasm of the Marvel audience, all wrapped up in one package for $600. The beginning of the new super soldier industry, which we can offer to any military that wishes to change their soldiers in order to produce super soldiers. Because remember, in war, I was reading in the Eye that only 20% of the soldiers do the killing, because the other 80% are unwilling to kill their fellow man. So you can think that in a conscripted army, the majority of the soldiers are fuck all use. But of course, if you have the super soldier program and simply give them the psychotronic generator with the archetype of a super soldier and the vampire crystal to raise their archetype, and force them to have the crystals with them 24/7, then by the end of 9 months of having them, their old archetype will have been completely erased, and the new archetype, which you wanted, and have given me the specifications for example, with the PLA, total obedience to the Central Committee, total valor, total patriotism to China, etc., etc., all of this embedded in the super soldier psychotronic generators, then, of course, you convert your military from being 20% efficient to 100% efficient simply by changing the nature of the soldiers, simply by using psychotronic generators. So one can see the usage of this technology is off the charts. And as one can see, the ability to change your archetype and produce the archetype that you want for yourself while erasing your own archetype, which I've done, changing me from a tree-hugging wannabe Jesus to Doctor Strange meets Jean Grey, and for you non-Marvelites, she's one of the X-Men, the one that can read minds and do telekinesis, and when she liberates her full powers, becomes super, super powerful, which is in the third X-Men film. Then adding Dr. Fate from DC, because I like all the magic powers. Remember, a magic wielder can destroy Superman, because Superman's not only vulnerable to kryptonite, but magic. So you can simply transform Superman into a 7-stone weakling, mongoloid, 90-year-old, or whatever you want to do. So you can see the usage of magic. And then, of course, adding the Antichrist archetype to give me all the powers of Lucifer, so that all of the other Luciferians on the planet have no power. I've got it all. And, of course, then adding the archetypes of all the Marvel and DC heroes that I like to add to it. Then adding the Omega Point Tim archetype. All of this, as you can see, the archetype technology is based on what Colin Bloy taught me, changing archetypes, and of course the ability to access immense amounts of power. And of course, Colin Bloy taught me how to access the energy field of the planet. And use earth and spiritual energies for all of my magic, occult, psychic warfare. So instead of using the audience, I actually use the entire planet to change my archetype. And, of course, spiritual energies, higher dimensions, size, space, etc., all taught to me by Colin Bloy, who, of course, had his kryptonite weakness because he was baptized and could simply be switched off, or worse still, his own power used to neuter him, castrate him, when the Rothschild royal family thought he was too powerful and too dangerous to continue. So you can see, after he destroyed the Soviet Union, destroyed the unions, he was then destroyed himself, because a member of the Rothschild royal family do not allow anyone of power to exist after their usage, as we see with the simulants in the film with Harrison Ford, where they build artificial humans. They have a very short lifespan because, of course, they're much better than humans. And if they had a normal lifespan, they'd take over. There was an article in the Eye that Frankenstein, if allowed to breed, would have taken over and supplanted the human race in 4,000 years' time. So one can see, of course, that the Rothschild royal family must have a way of controlling their court magicians, their Dr. D's. And, of course, that's why Henry VIII, who was the father of Elizabeth I, took over the Church of England. So when Dr. D was baptized, he was actually the owned commodity of Elizabeth I, who was head of the church and uplined all of the occult, psychic, spiritual power of her subjects from the church. Similarly with the Vatican, we know that the Pope does the same thing to Catholics, and that means that any fucker that's baptized is totally vulnerable to being switched off. So you can see, of course, when I wander off to China, the ability to switch off every single Christian cunt with the baptism self-destruct switch, which was used on Colin Bloy, will mean that no Western psychic warfare expert will ever be a problem, because all the cunts are baptized. And of course, they are completely destroyed when you press the self-destruct switch. So as you can see, the only reason that the Rothschild royal family couldn't switch off the Archmage of the Illuminati, Tim Rifat, was because Daddy was a Turkish Cypriot, and Cypriots are, Turkish ones, are nominally Muslim. We drink, eat pork, have bacon, do basically whatever we fucking well please, but we're not Christian. So you go from the Turkish Cypriot end of the spectrum, which is we drink, have pork and don't bother praying to Mecca, and occasionally go to a mosque for a funeral, maybe, all the way to the Wahhabi Saudi-type Muslim that is totally devout. So you can see there's a whole spectrum. But luckily, I wasn't baptized, which, of course, made me unbeatable. And, of course, I now have the Rothschilds and the royal family in my reality, and it's playtime. So as you can see, the Captain America service simply is an application of this technology where you can simply change your archetype from you as a goyim chattel garbage to the Captain America Red Skull super soldier, which can be a starting point for your archetypal development. All for the tremendous sum of $600. And one can see that the ability to upgrade your soldiers using this technology was something the Pentagon was desperate to get. And I simply erased the past so that it always failed. Why? Because all of the success, all of the force, always came to Tim Rifat and his clients. So as you can see, once you control timelines, you can simply steal things that the Pentagon has spent billions on developing this chip technology and various other technologies. Now, of course, we can have it on offer to upgrade any military around the planet simply using psychotronic generators, the powering by audiences, and, of course, archetypes. And in this case, we started off with the Captain America super soldier archetype for any of the vampires that want, like myself, to be able to go behind enemy lines for 20 years or longer, and, of course, spread alarm and despondency, and then eventually learn all the secrets of the enemy, and then simply subvert the enemy from within and take over the enemy from within, as I've done. Remember, the British educated me. They gave me all the secrets of the Illuminati, gave me all the keys of the Illuminati, and then I simply locked them out and took it all for myself. All of this now under my power and, of course, ready to be commercialized. And as you can see, the potential for producing super soldiers that are super strong, super quick, are totally mentally stable, totally ruthless under all conditions, always complete the mission, and are fed by all the little cunts that worship Marvel, and all the little aborted fetuses by the cunts that worship Marvel, gives a power source and a physical body that in all ways is superhuman, soon to be available to any military that wishes to buy the technology from Tim Rifat. And you vampires can be the first ones to try out the Captain America service. Clear one to make you into Captain America with the Red Skull's perfection. And the vampire crystal to erase your horrible, twisted, crippled little Christian archetype that makes you a goyim cattle, only fit for the Jewish royal family abattoir. Enjoy.